to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You solemnly affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Florida, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Norton City School District, Summit County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted during the continuance in said office and until your successor is appointed or elected and qualified.
I now open the floor for nominations. Roll call.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Gould?
Present.
Mrs. Webb?
Present.
I now open the floor for nominations for president. And I'm going to start by nominating Jason Sams for president. Any other nominations? Additions or corrections to the agenda? Am I right?
Yep.
Okay.
You're doing it right now.
Sorry.
That's our fault.
A motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Is that you, Lewis?
Yes.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Gould?
Yes.
Mrs. Webb?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I now open the floor for nominations for president. I'm first going to start by nominating Jason Sams as president. Any other nominations?
I'm going to nominate Jennifer Bennett. It's pretty clear from the election that we had this past fall that she has the overwhelming support of the community. Nobody's ever had that kind of percentage or numbers or been that far ahead of everybody else. I hate to hear you. So I'm nominating Jennifer.
Any other nominations?
I also want to say something to Lewis, if I can, about this. The board president is more than just the meetings. The board president is to, you know, work with the superintendent and, you know, contact us. And I'm just going to say, Jason doesn't talk to our superintendent. So I just want to let you know that he doesn't answer emails and he doesn't answer phone calls. So I'm just warning you ahead of time that, you know, that's where you're going to expect that. So.
Well, that's not true. I do answer. It's difficult when you don't know what I do in my personal time. But as a police officer, what am I supposed to tell people? Hold on a second. Stop your domestic violence situation. So you don't know what I do in my personal time. So that's
nobody
very
says,
disrespectful.
No, nobody says you have to answer within 5 minutes, but you know, a day or two or three.
And I do.
And Jennifer, you know, Jennifer has talked about that a lot with you. You know. We need to work together. That's the point, Lewis. We all need to work together, and that hasn't been happening. So, you know, we need to, everybody's opinion, we need to discuss things. Because, you know, we just need to know everybody's thinking. So.
Well, I agree we need to work together. I think we need to start off fresh. I hope we all can do that. Agree to do that. Mm-hmm. All of us.
We'll try again this year.
Let's try.
We'll try again this year.
Any other nominations? A motion to close nominations.
So.
Second. Roll call second.
Mr. Knight?
Hold on. Who are we voting?
We're not just closing the nomination. No. Right now we're just closing the nomination.
Okay.
Did you second it,
right? Is the vote to close that?
Correct.
So is it a yes or no?
Correct. Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Mr. Sams.
Mrs. Lovell.
Jennifer.
Mrs. Bennett.
Jennifer.
Mr. Knight.
Jason Sams.
Mr. Sams.
Jason Sams.
Mr. Sams is declared president.
I'd like to make a comment. You know, as I've thought about the process, this will be my junior year, as we were called freshmen when we were elected, so this is my third year. So as president of the board, you know, we'd like to move forward. When we were elected, we were only within 100 votes and 200 votes. So obviously people wanted to change then. And when Mr. Yule was elected, people wanted to change also. So we're going to continue that. And I do want to work together. So as we move forward, I would like to have that. So moving forward, we did have a conversation about the fund, Mrs. Bennett and I, and I did I not, move forward and respond to your messages after that conversation?
On occasions, yes.
I did. And I did save those text messages, and I have those, because when you text a public official, those are public record. So I have those. So if anybody wants to look through those, I have them. And when you email a public official, those are public record. So if you want to see those responses, you can look at those. So moving forward from that, I'm going to do my best, and I will communicate. So Mr. Dunn, if you would like to set up a meeting and open those lines of communication, I'd like to do that.
Be fine.
Do you want to do that?
I can set that up.
Okay. So as I go through the meeting tonight, I do want to offer some changes as we do move forward. Those changes I'd like to see, and I will get some suggestions from the superintendent and the treasurer and the other board members. I would like to have open discussion because not everything can always be the way it was or the way it is. I'd like to have some change. So moving forward, I hope that we can all work together. And I'm obviously going to stumble through this as my first meeting, so I'll do my best, and I hope that you will help me. Is that fair to say? Thank you. So, as we sit, do you want us to continue to sit here in our same seats?
Are you asking me? We always have.
Okay.
We always have.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the process.
We always have.
So, thank you. So, as I call out to Mrs. Hagerbush, what's the same process here then?
You need to ask for nominations for vice president.
Motion?
No, you don't need a motion. Just does anybody nominate someone for vice president?
I'd like to nominate Rob Knight for vice president.
I'd like to nominate Cindy Webble.
Any other nominations? Can we close that? Hearing none.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion, please.
Second it.
All roll.
Mrs. Webel?
Cindy.
That's the motion
yes.
To close.
Oh, sorry. I'm not even.
So
yes. Sorry. Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Now state, make a motion.
No motion, just ask, yeah. Mrs. Bennett?
Cindy Webel.
Mr. Knight?
Myself.
Mr. Sams?
Rob Knight.
Mr. Yule?
Rob.
Mrs. Webel?
Me.
of those are approved. Now, moving on, what I'd like to do is, when we discuss things, I would like to be more a part of the meeting. So I would like to have the treasurer read each item off so that I can make motions. So similar to council, I would like to call off item 3 under board business, item C, and ask the treasurer to read it, please.
Jason, you can always make a motion.
I understand that, but you rarely did. When I went through,
I didn't need to.
But it's okay, because under the board policy, now the president runs the meeting, so then I'm asking. So understanding change, it doesn't always have to be the same way. So I would like to be more part of the meeting and understand everything. So it's change. So I'm asking the treasurer to read it, please.
What am I reading?
Item C.
Every motion.
Under board, yes, you will now. And I'm asking, please.
Is someone else going to do minutes?
I'm sorry?
Someone else going to help with the minutes?
The minutes are being recorded.
But she takes notes, that's what she's asking. It's hard to take notes and read the minutes and read it at the same time.
And she takes a lot of minutes.
No, we're not counseling.
So, and it's being recorded. I feel like you're recording on your cell phone, too.
Okay, so just so I understand, you're asking Mrs. Hagenbush to read off all of the motions, and then you're going to ask her, she's going to have to go back and listen to the meeting again so that she can create her minutes.
And when I talked to her previously, she said Pam does all that. She types them all out.
Right, but she takes minutes as we're going.
And that are recorded.
I understand. I'm not opposed to change.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to change at all. I just think that you're duplicating the job
right.
for her and taking up more of her time.
And the minutes
for no
now,
reason.
All it is votes. So have you looked at the recent minutes?
Of course I look at the recent minutes.
And did you see anything that's additional to that other than the votes?
Yeah, sometimes she does put references on there as to who stated what. Absolutely.
So we're going to try it out. So I'm just asking.
So I'm reading number C?
Yep. Letter C.
Establish regular meeting to be held every third Monday of the month in the high school Panther Room with a public session beginning at 7:30 p.m. If an executive session is necessary, the meeting may begin at 6:30. In the event school is closed on the third Monday of the month for the holiday or calamities, the regular meeting of the Board of Education will be held on the fourth Monday of the month.
Okay, thank you. And one of the other reasons is people have told me they can't hear. Have you read or listened to the last two meetings? You can't hear these corners. Has anybody told you that?
No, no one's told me that.
Okay.
I guess you're directing that at me.
Okay. Well, well, you're asking the question too, and we got to benefit the taxpayers. And if the taxpayers can't hear it, I think they should be able to hear it.
Good.
So, any discussion with this? Because I don't believe that we should have these meetings at 7:30.
You need to make a motion.
I know, but
no.
Then
motion.
You have discussion.
And with that motion being done.
Just read it. She did not make a motion.
I understand.
You should.
Can I have a motion to approve item C?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Well, any discussion prior to this? Because I don't think that we should have the meetings at 7:30. I've had numerous people tell me that when they do bring their students at 7:30, that their bedtime sometimes are 8, and that they would like the meetings moved up.
What time would be a good time?
I mean, do you have any suggestions?
How often would that be? One kid in the, I mean, you're only student of the month once in your life, you know? I mean, I don't think it's really necessary. I think 7:30 has been our established time forever, and then so when you change it, then people are going to be upset because they thought it was at 7:30 and we've moved it to 7. You know, it just.
I've also had people tell me that they want to go to council meetings, which are at 7 p.m. And if they're a taxpayer, they should have the ability to go to a council meeting and or a school board meeting. So they should be able to go to both if they choose.
Well.
So we should accommodate the taxpayer.
What time do you think?
Well, city council meetings are at 7, so what are you saying?
What works out best for everyone.
I'm good no matter what.
I, I'm good, no matter what either.
You know, but you know what I'm saying, it's been established for 20, 30 years, and it's just, you know, people are, you know, we're not, we keep referencing city council, we're not city council, you know, and I don't know that many people that are dying to go to either one of them, let's face it, so.
But they're taxpayers and they're.
Well, then that's life, you gotta make choices.
And if we do want to accommodate students, which that's what we should be doing, and I've had parents say that their bedtimes are 8:00, so I think if we can move it up to accommodate the children, then we should.
I think for the most part, we are pretty much finished with students of the month by around 8:15, because that is the beginning of our agenda every month. So I don't think that that's a big issue. I mean, I've never had a parent complain to me about that. I don't know if Cindy has. I mean, you've been on the board for 17 years. So I don't think that, you know, for the most part, they're out of here by 8:00.
On that note, too, with the regular meetings, I have a suggestion about them that may help with that, too, is move public participation app, do student of the month first. So the kids are here, they get recognized first, mm-hmm. do public participation afterwards, and then at that point, I mean, like, you know, and everybody knows that they typically leave right after they're recognized, so that would help as well.
Well, I have to say, since the election, there's been little public participation other than
sure.
students of the month.
But you never know. I mean, throughout the year, it yeah. could, you, I mean, it could be whatever. So
I like that idea of Lewis's. I think it would be good.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay with 7. I mean, I just had that suggestion about, you know, agenda getting them out.
Yeah. I think we left it because I think, so the parents hear what's going on.
Sure.
You know, because they don't, parents don't usually, we don't get a ton of people coming to school board meetings.
Right.
So when they come, I mean, that was just kind of a thing, but it doesn't matter. It's fine.
Well, we can always adjust it if it doesn't work, can't you?
Adjust what?
The time. I mean, we can always
then
move.
It becomes a special session.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the better idea is to move students first and public participation second.
Yeah.
I think that's because then they will be out of here by, I mean, how long does everybody take? Maybe be out here by maybe 10 till 8 at the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're only talking about the elementary kids, obviously.
Is everybody's comfortable?
I see.
So we have a motion and a second.
We're staying at 7:30.
And we're switching the public participation.
Yeah.
And then switch the
public participation.
Just switch the agenda when
mm-hmm.
you do it.
Okay.
So we can do that with switching the public participation. Okay. Thank you for everybody's input. If you can call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Board business, letter D.
Establish the regular meetings of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of the month in the administration office at 6 p.m. Board action may be taken during these meetings.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I think we need to move these meetings out of the administrative offices. And I had an idea with perhaps moving these meetings to different buildings for the building principals to maybe showcase their buildings.
We've done that.
I know.
We did it for regular, we didn't do it for committee of the whole meetings, though we did it for regular meetings.
Well, I think we need to get away from the administrative office, not knowing how many people attend those meetings. Mr. Dunn, any input?
No, I mean, we've done that in the past. One of the advantages are you get people into the buildings. The disadvantage is communicating so that people don't show up and at the wrong spot at the wrong time, kind of thing. But I mean, like I say, we ran through a period of time that we alternated those between buildings. Quite honestly, they weren't as well attended. I'm not saying that they wouldn't be at this particular point in time, but they weren't then. We'd hoped to get people in because we were looking at the building initiative at that point and wanted to do some tours and that kind of thing. So, and we did those.
I think for a public meeting, you need to be consistent with where you're going to hold those meetings. And if there is a concern with the administrative conference room being too small of a space, then I think this should be established as our committee of the whole meeting room so that there is never an issue, or at least unlikely to be an issue, of space. But if you're going to move it around, I think that's too difficult for people to keep track of where it's at, when it's going to be there, what meeting is where. I think, especially for notice to the public, you need to be consistent.
So do we all agree, though, the administration's probably not a good idea?
I don't have a problem with that, moving it to here.
Because, I mean, the worst thing you want is just to have a committee of the whole and say, oh, we got to pack up and move up here.
The reason we did it, we've had it there, is because so many times we're discussing things, and
right.
Stephanie needs to go to her office to get information.
Right, right.
And, you know, Jake and Dave, you know, so that's the reason it has always been there.
But now we have the problem of if too many people show up, we can't have it there.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I mean, yeah, I think here's fine because we're already set up anyway.
Well, with the upcoming construction, I think it would be nice to get into the buildings and see what's going on or what's about to go on and have the community's input on the money, their money that we're about to spend. So I don't think it's a bad idea to possibly have meetings in the other buildings and have the building principals showcase their buildings. Barbara does it, and I think it's a good idea.
But we could always, closer to the time, do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So establishing it here, we could still move it in the future.
Mm-hmm. We have.
And nobody's opposed to that.
No, we've done it. It's been necessary.
All right, well, thank you for everybody's input. Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Well, actually, we're voting on establishing it in the administrative office. That's the motion on the table. So I'm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you? I thought maybe she changed it. Did you change it?
That's the motion that's on the table.
I thought it was with the understanding of the Panther Room.
We have to change the motion.
Yeah, because she read it.
First vote on the first motion, and then create another motion.
Well, if you're changing your vote, you just vote no on it and we make a new motion.
Okay. We've done it in the past with just as changed, but whatever you guys are comfortable with.
That was with the understanding.
The motion is seconded on the table.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll vote no and then we'll redo it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're back to Mr. Knight.
No.
Mr. Sams?
No.
Mr. Yule?
No.
Mrs. Webble?
No.
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
So we have to make a new motion.
I move that we establish the regular meetings of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of the month in the Panther Room at 6 o'clock p.m. Board action may be taken during those meetings.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, you made the motion, so you're going to second it. Okay. Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Under the board business, letter E.
To appoint a delegate for annual conference.
This is something that I did last year. Anybody interested?
I'll do it.
Anybody else? Under letter E, Rob Knight to be appointed as a delegate to represent us in Columbus.
Are you making that motion?
Second.
You made it. Okay.
You said that.
Call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Thanks, Ron. Under board business, letter F.
I need an alternate delegate.
Anybody interested? I think you would not.
What about giving Lewis it?
What is
at the Capitol Conference in November.
Yeah, but I mean, is that like if you're sick?
Yeah. Just like every
the conference is November 13th through the 16th.
It's not that I'm not interested. I don't want that impression to be out there. It's just I always have to look at what my work schedule is going to be, and I always try to attend. I just can't commit to being there on a certain day, a year in advance.
Well, the only reason you have to do it is if I'm like sick, so it would have to be an emergency. I'll be there.
And there's been many times we've changed it closer to the conference, too.
That's fine.
I mean, like you said, it's 11 months ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a motion to approve Lewis as the delegate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Under Board Business, letter G.
A legislative liaison for Capitol Conference.
He did it last year.
Pat, I think.
Oh.
This is not meetings, right? This is just sending information, communication?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's not meetings. But you're supposed to actually do something, you know? I can't go at all, so that's why I'm... That's always the tree festival at Children's Hospital, and I always decorate, so I cannot go.
You don't have to attend the conference.
I can do it.
Believe. Didn't you do it a couple years ago and not go to the conference?
Yeah.
Because I think it's just, they'll communicate with you about legislative stuff.
Right, that's fine.
It's right
here. Done.
Jennifer today. Have a motion to approve Jennifer.
So moved.
Any discussion?
Second.
Yule.
Okay.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under the consent.
Oh no, we need a student achievement liaison.
Under the student liaison?
H. Which in the past, a lot of times it's been the same person.
Person.
Yeah,
sorry.
So G and H have a motion to approve Jennifer for the student achievement liaison.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
I don't know how you want to do this.
Do these all have to be voted on?
No.
I think in the past, I guess, the minutes they all approved them,
right? Right. We need a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through T.
I'll second it.
Did you?
Lewis.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Did I leave off on?
Are you gonna read all those?
No.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Under the board committees, do those have to be appointed by the next meeting?
Yes.
I don't know if they have to. We've always done that. I'm not sure.
Well, you certainly don't want to wait because those committees need to meet.
So, I guess we will have those ready for the next meeting.
Are you going to ask people what they want to do, or you're just going to pick it?
We'll just assign those.
Okay.
Well, actually, that's not true. I did ask what everyone wanted to do. The previous year, I also asked what committees you wanted to be on. Yes, I did. And I believe Rob and yourself, it didn't matter to you what committee that you were on. So that's how you were assigned.
So with that being said, then we should probably look at the ones that we have not been on.
You can do it however you want. Sometimes people have a strong interest in a particular committee or are well suited for a particular committee, and that's how they're placed on it. In the past, we have also asked board members to make a list, a priority list of number one being their first choice, and then putting them in order. And then the president has tried to match those up the best way possible with their preferences.
Well, I'll have to look at those previous ones. Would everybody like to email me?
That's fine.
That would be fair for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So by Wednesday, could everybody do that?
Sure.
Thank you. And then Stephanie, would I have enough time for you then to put it on for Monday?
Yeah, I don't do that, but yeah.
Thank you.
It's 2 Mondays away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Monday's a holiday.
I know, but
that's
so
2 weeks.
Can have it ready.
Yeah,
that's 2 weeks.
Gives her enough time with her schedule.
If I could, I just wanted to give an update about the aesthetics committee.
Sure.
We're continuing to work on putting together the nuts and bolts of the high school. We met in December, a few of us, at a school furniture warehouse type place, looking at a bunch of different desks and chairs and things like that, and made our recommendation. And then Mr. Shaner, Mr. Carmody, and the representative from MKC have narrowed down the choices. So we're getting very close to picking out the furniture selections for the high school, which is very exciting. We have not finalized colors, but that's coming up as well. So it's moving right along. It's very exciting.
Well, thank you for continuing to meet. Anybody else with committees? Do you want to move right into building update, Mr. Ben?
Sure, and we have MKC here, Todd and Rachel, and Paul. Here to present. A couple of years ago, they went through the middle school, the existing middle school and high school, as we were looking at whether or not we could renovate those totally with OFCC dollars, or whether we were going to have to do those individually. And it became apparent that we would have to do them individually on our own. And they went through with Ken and some teachers and from each building and looked at priorities. And they put together kind of a list of those along with some potential numbers to just share. I mean, certainly the intent is not to reach a decision on anything tonight, but just to make sure the board has this information in its hand. So Todd, if you want to review that with us.
I know that you sent the list out and to the board, and you kind of had some priority items on there, what you kind of, maybe what the administration felt were the top items that we should take a look at in terms of renovations to the two buildings. I wanted to draw your attention to these two spreadsheets here. It says Norton High School Improvement Construction Cost. It's the one that Jake handed to you. And the middle school, Norton Existing Middle School Construction Cost. And I just kind of want, we went back and we looked at the state assessments from, this is the one I'm referring to here. We went back and looked at the state assessments that were done in 2008 and all the items that were involved in those renovations. We actually went back and we inflated those numbers up to 2016 using about a 14% inflation factor. So for each building, you can look at the high school. If we were to do all the items that were recommended by the state for the high school, it'd be about $11.6 million. Okay? And same with the middle school. If we did all the items that were recommended by the state, it'd be about $7.2 million. So obviously we don't have that kind of money to put into these buildings, but there's some things that are certainly maybe kind of rose to the top when we met with the staff and the administrators about the two buildings. If I could start with the middle school, which will be converted to an elementary school. When I say middle school or high school, I'm talking about the buildings they are currently.
You know, and Todd, before you do that and get off of this, the only other point that I would make about these numbers are because this is part of the OFCC agreement to begin with, if we were to choose to do one of these, just so the board would know for future reference, if you did one of these, 51% of that, we totally renovated it according to the OFCC standards as listed here, then 51% of that does get paid for by the state, correct? As it is right now.
As it is right now. But you're not in, you're actually, you would be paying 100% of the cost for these renovations, unless you chose to go out for a bond issue to do the whole. To do the whole thing.
Correct.
Okay, so what you pick off of this list, what would happen is you would pay 100% of the cost, and then if you were to engage with the OFCC to complete the master plan or do the rest of the renovations, they would come back in and reassess the buildings and kind of knock off what you've already completed. So say you put a new roof on a building, okay, and it costs you $600,000 to put a new roof on, because you're not in the OFCC, you know, plan right now, you pay the LFI, and then that would really come off the rest of the renovations should you engage them later. Is that clear?
I just have a question now. I'm not saying that we're going to do this, but what is the timeline for us to continue with the OFCC?
Well, you're in the segmented. You've segmented your master plan. So you're actually, you stay in. You don't really have
There's no expiration.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
No, there is a timeline to submit that you're ready to move on to the next part of the project, but there's
correct.
Not a timeline.
So
where that
yearly
goes away.
On an annual basis, you declare whether you're going to engage or not.
Is there a guarantee that money's going to be there?
No.
No.
We're talking about the state,
so,
okay.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can't raise that much money.
Or not.
Yeah.
We can't raise
for
that much money.
No.
Right, for the 51%.
Right.
So if you go all in, you get 51%, otherwise you're on your own.
Right.
So, you know, looking at,
pretty much.
I kind of like to jump to the page two and look at the middle school first. Because there's some things at the middle school I think are fairly important when we look at taking that to an elementary school. Number one, the bathrooms all need to be renovated, okay? If the fixtures are too high for the elementary kids. The other thing is probably the ADA accessibility issues in that building. You know, that building's kind of on a split level, so there's maybe some things that you might want to consider there. Unfortunately, bathrooms aren't real cheap, and we've tried to put just some rough budget numbers to these until we have a chance to get in there and look at things a little bit closer. There's three sets of boys and girls restrooms in there. They really just need to be gutted, and we need to start over because the fixtures are all set too high. You really got to take the plumbing really back out entirely. But about $325,000 to $375,000 to do those three sets of bathrooms. We looked at maybe doing some things with some secure entrances. As you know, right now you kind of come up to the front doors. You have to walk up some steps, which aren't ADA accessible, but when you come to the door, the administrative suite is actually across the hall. So in a newer building, what we'd like to see is that anybody who approaches the building is actually directed right into the administrative suite, where they can get a name badge, check in, do whatever they need to do before they can get released back into the building. We don't have that here. So we looked at a couple options. There. I mean, you can do some things with technology, you can do things with video cameras and those types of things, but one thing we looked at was taking the administrative area where it is now and relocating it down to to the very north end of the building. There's some classrooms and some spaces down there, and that way we can bring everybody in. It's handicap accessible at that point. And then we would kind of renovate the existing admin area, maybe into some classrooms or something like that. So we threw a budget in there of about $325,000 to do that. Things with exterior signage, renaming the building, threw a few dollars in there for that. Really didn't know what to throw in there, but I was thinking of some maybe raised metal letters or something like something fairly nice on the outside of the building. If you wanted to get into electronic signs and those types of things, certainly that's going to drive the cost up. One of the other improvements we really need to think about at that building is a new playground. Right now we have a middle school playground. That playground's not really conducive to elementary kids. There's no play equipment. It's more basketball hoops and hard surfaces, those types of things. The other thing is that playground is located is actually north of the parking lot. So kids actually exit the building and walk across the parking lot to get to the playground. Probably not the safest situation for elementary kids, so we might want to take a look at relocating a new playground to the west side of the building into that green space back behind. So new playground with play equipment, you know, hard, soft surfaces, those types of things is really going to be about $350,000 for that.
Todd, I'm sorry, where is that on the list?
Oh, I'm
we
on
have playground 125.
I moved back.
Oh, you moved back to the
back
other.
To the
okay.
List.
Thank
I'm
you.
On page 2.
I know, because I'm looking at playground 125. I thought that was bad.
Yeah, that was just the equipment.
Of course.
Yeah,
great.
That was just the equipment. Cause it,
yay.
Yeah, that's okay. Not any of the surfaces. The surface is kind of where.
Wonderful.
You're talking all new equipment, not moving anything that we currently have.
Yes, correct.
Do we have the option?
It could if you had nice equipment.
Yeah,
that you
moved, we did before.
Yeah.
This is an L5, so we have the option to do whatever.
Okay.
And then again, with item 3 there for site improvements, one thing we looked at was redoing the or adding, I should say, a parent drop-off zone on the north end of the building to really kind of keep the bus traffic and the parent traffic away from one another. So we threw some dollars in the budget to create this parent drop-off loop on the north end of the building. Again, new pavement, new curbs, those types of things, about $250,000. We looked at an elevator in that building, budgeted about $200,000. We kind of did some quick drawings, quick schematics, just to kind of look where that would be located. It'd almost be located where just outside the existing administrative suite. We think there's a way to get an elevator in there and have access to the lower level. One of the items on the list was renovating the band and choir area. Not real sure how high on the priority list that might be, but it was about $430,000. And then renovating the existing administrative office in its current location was about $150,000. So those are really the things we kind of took a look at as higher on the priority list. If you flip back a page, flip back a page to the first page, looking at the existing high school, a lot of the discussion there revolved around the food service and dining areas in that building. We have to have enough dining space to feed about
267 kids at one time, 800 by 300.
Yeah. So, you know, we were looking at if you took the current area now, dining area, and then you have the senior dining area in there. Those two add up to about 3,800 square feet. We really need closer to about 4,000 square feet. You know, we took a look at renovating those spaces as they are. We really didn't add any square feet to that. But we threw a budget of about $385,000 for those areas. And then if we get in and start doing renovations or replacing equipment in the kitchen, that's going to be about another $200,000 for that equipment place. The other option with the student dining was to move it across the way to the north end of the building, the area that's actually under the gymnasium. And I got to tell you, it might look like it works okay in plan, but moving a kitchen with all that underground plumbing and everything, that's going to be a lot of money, plus all new equipment for that area. And we threw a budget number there. I don't see where you could really do that.
Just cross that out for $1 million. No,
we don't either.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, I'll move on to item two.
Yeah, please.
which is relocate the band and music area to the auxiliary gym area. Right now, the band area, as you're aware, is up on that upper level. We kind of looked at taking the stage and the auxiliary gym to the north and reconfiguring that space back there. About $550,000 budget to do that. Upgrading classroom technology, this one's a really hard one to pinpoint. The number could be all over the place depending on what you want to do. We just kind of used the OFCC square foot number, counted the classrooms, and came up with a budget number of about 350 to 450. Again, a lot of that's dependent on what you would want to do from a technology standpoint. You have to kind of hone in on that. Again, the signage on the exterior of the building, throwing a budget number there. And now that the high school is going to become a middle school, we're looking at some sort of outdoor space or playground space there. Typically at a middle school, the playground's not as developed, or we don't have all the, I guess, the play equipment that you would have at an elementary building. So a little bit less money, about $250,000 there. So. Those were kind of the priorities at the buildings, and just trying to kind of, you know, we've got some, I'm going to leave you with some drawings and stuff, or I'll leave some with Mr. Dunn, if you want to kind of see what the drawings might look like for each one of those. We did spend a little bit of time kind of going back through and taking a look at those spaces just to see how they might lay out for us. So,
a question for you.
Sure.
If we do the bare minimum that we can to make both of these buildings ready for the transition, how much time roughly are we talking for the middle school and for the high school?
Well, the middle school is probably, as I see it, depending on what you do with the commons area, I guess, in the kitchen area, is probably a little bit easier one to do than the current middle school. So in an ideal world, because you're redoing the bathrooms at the current middle school, that's kind of work that you almost need the kids out of the building to do. So, you know, you need to think about, you know, transitioning kids from the middle school into the high school and then working it kind of that way. So it'd be nice to have, you know, either use the summer months to try and get quite a bit of the work done, or wait until the buildings are vacated to kind of create some swing space. So,
as far as
I have to say, it's much higher than I ever expected. I'm kind of in shock.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, some of the things that need to be done are just kind of expensive items. Yeah.
As far as the lunchroom, you said it's about 200 square foot. You said it's about 38. We need about four.
Yeah.
What is this room being used for during lunch? I mean, what is this being used for? I mean, 200 square foot's not a big area.
No, it's not.
Or, I mean,
it's the way it's the way it's configured. You know, you kind of got two really kind of small, long, skinny spaces that aren't.
I mean, what is this room being used for during the day? I don't even.
Well, in this area would be, you know, since we're not scheduling it as a middle school right now, it would be hard to say, because it's being used as high school, it would be used as a different kind of space with middle school students in it. And we're always hurting for academic areas. So, I mean, I think that any area that we have that can house academics ends up being used extensively. I mean, I know we've had foreign language classes in here right now. Again, that's not necessarily pertinent to what it would look like with middle school students in here, because we're talking about a different schedule. But
yeah, we had actually looked at combining the two cafeteria spaces together, but there's a floor elevation difference between the two that kind of makes that a bit of a challenge.
This is the first time I'm assuming everybody's seen this with the shock.
The numbers,
right.
We've seen the list, but not the actual dollar figures.
So did we get the time frame? I mean, are we going to have time to discuss all this? And mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just need to sit down and figure out
a price.
How
many dollars you'd like to spend. And
that's the other thing we're going to have to do is sit down and talk about budget-wise. What can we commit to that? And we're going to get those dollars from.
Yep, absolutely.
Anybody else have any questions?
Thank you.
Anything else in this building update?
Nope.
I see Mr. Paul, is he doing anything?
Do you want to give us any update from your perspective, Matt?
In relation to the new high school or the stuff we just talked about?
No, good news.
Oh, good news, yeah, high school.
I'm happy to talk to you about the new high school. New high school is going very well. For those who don't know me, I'm Matt Collier with C.T. Taylor. We're building the new high school. I wasn't prepared to speak, but I'll take every chance I can get. New high school is going very well. We're under roof on probably 30% of the building right now. The two-story academic wing is up. The roof is currently going on that. We have upgraded the roof on that area to allow us to proceed through the winter. It will allow us to put that roof on down to 20 degrees. Site work's almost all complete. Gym floor's been poured. The slab on grade in the building is 90% complete. The only thing that doesn't have concrete on the ground right now is the auditorium area. That area is going to get dug out after the roof is on. They're actually have set up and begun to, that's the next area of the masonry work that they're going to go to. On the overall grand scheme, budget looks fantastic. We've spent very, very little money that we didn't anticipate to spend. Time-wise, we started 12 days behind schedule. With the nice fall that we've had, we've picked up 15 days. So we're 3 days ahead of schedule, quote unquote, at this point in time. Mechanical roughs continue in the building. Gym area, locker room areas, kitchen area, all the interior masonry has been laid there. The overhead rough is continuing. The two-story area, almost all the overhead rough is done. As soon as we get that roof on, we'll begin hanging drywall in there, which then immediately behind that will be painting. So we're hoping we get a nice little spell in the weather here. Again, it looks kind of cold for the next week to 10 days here, but we're optimistic again that we can continue with the roof. The metal stud framing on all the classroom walls, all the soffits has been completed. All the electrical rough is done. Again, ductwork, mechanical piping overhead. Again, we feel very good with where the project's at right now. We're very optimistic. We've been through all the things that typically cause problems in construction. It's typically your dirt work and your, you know, bad soils. We spent very, very little money there. At some projects, we've spent $500,000. Norton, we spent next to nothing. So budget time, good. We continue to get feedback from the school here on some, you know, we're going through room numbering, which leads to 10 other things right now with signage and fire alarm and those sort of things. So again, it's been a great project from our standpoint. The district and the board have been fantastic to work with and for. And we're optimistic that relationship will continue.
Thank you.
Is there any questions?
Man, a lot of people ask me, when do you guys think it'll be open complete?
Right now, the target date was Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
end of November of 16. So all things going, that's where we anticipate this point in time. Weather cooperates, everything goes well, you know, a little earlier might be possible. We get some hiccups. Again, I think definitely this year. I see that. I think we've talked about a mid-school move for the high school kids into there, which I think would lead you right into some of your renovation stuff, that if you move the kids out of this building into that building over Christmas break, that would allow you some time to do some things in here. Maybe start, again, I don't want to interject. I've not been part of the conversation. I'm just telling you my personal feelings, to where you could do some work and then maybe up until spring break or whatever to get it ready to where you could use it, then wait and do some stuff over summer, and then again do the middle school kids to here. And then if you did it right and you kind of targeted your pick and choose the things appropriately, you could kind of phase that stuff in and get the hot stuff and then jump to the next stuff after it.
Do you think we'll have the parking lot in for this coming football season? That's another question people ask.
Well, the parking lot is 60% in currently. So yeah, right out of the spring, that would be the anticipation was to, the stone's laid, it's just a matter of the asphalt plant's closed before they could get the smaller half, the east half of that parking lot. So yeah, we're very optimistic.
Good.
Parking lot will be in come, you know, August of next year.
Good.
Thank you. Under 7, superintendent's recommendations, and I have a motion to approve.
I didn't hear the second part of that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is that one?
I was going to have Mr. Dunn explain it further under discussion, but if you want to read that.
Approve the memorandum of understanding between the Norton City School District and the Norton Classroom Teachers Association regarding sick leave donations. Donation days, sorry.
Is there a second? I have a motion to approve. Change my name.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Well, it's information that I put in my update, but we do have a teacher with extenuating health circumstances that put us in a position where I think it's appropriate in that individual case to extend the ability to get donated days, and so that's what this memorandum of understanding is for. It's not changing the long-term impact of the contract. It's very clear in the MOU that it's an individual situation that we're dealing with.
Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Superintendent reports.
Okay, and I do want to take just a couple minutes because I think from a district standpoint, we're in a very significant portion of the history of Norton City Schools. And when you get in those time frames, leadership, just the importance of leadership is magnified. The position of superintendent is always important, and leadership is always important in the district. But during those times, it's even more significant. And you know, one of the primary responsibilities of the Board of Education is to employ the superintendent. I happen to be at a point in my contract that I'm in the final year, final calendar year prior to the expiration of my contract, which does put the board in a position where, you know, and I've heard this discussed at some point, extending my contract to get us past the current transition and the building project that we're in. The other thing that certainly would be true is the board could make it known that they're going to begin to look for a superintendent to take my place a little over a year from now, and that would be important for the community and the staff to know. There's also been significant discussion as to the purchase of my contract, and if the board were to choose to do that, if you were looking at purchasing the final year of my contract, I would urge you to make that decision immediately, because we really should be involved in the search for superintendent. I think the accepted timeline to try to get the best candidate you can get for superintendent is to begin the search in January, hoping that you can identify the superintendent that you're going to hire by March or April so that they're in place. The other thing that I've heard is the intent to purchase the remainder of my contract, you know, at the end of January, end of February. And I would say that, again, that even puts you in more of a time crunch, because what you need to be doing at this point then is to be looking for contacting people to get an interim to fill that position for the rest of this year, and then begin that search, as I mentioned in the other scenario, to begin that search fairly immediately for someone to take over full time next year. It's not something that I anticipate, you know, being answered tonight. I just think that as a school district, it's something that I know is a conversation in the community. I know it's a conversation with the staff, and I think the board needs to sit down at some point and wrestle with that and make a decision as to the direction of the district for leadership over the next 3 to 5 years.
I agree with that completely, and I'm glad that you raised it, because that was brought to me several times during the campaign process and before the election, that it was being stated that this new board intended to buy out your contract. So as a member of this board and as a taxpayer, I want to know that as well, because it's certainly something that our district cannot afford, and I don't think that it's warranted. So I'm asking my fellow board members if that is what you intend, because I think that the community has a right to know.
I have no clue, because I've not been a part of any conversation. So I will tell you that. I mean, geez, you guys discussed contracts and stuff before I even got on, didn't you?
Talking
or evaluations
contract
or something? I didn't know if this came from that. I've had no conversation regarding any of this, so
I
have no intention of doing anything without discussion with our team.
Okay, Mr. Knight?
I've had no discussion of that at all.
Mr. Sam?
I don't understand where you're getting this information from, so.
Well, that's good to know.
It'll be interesting to move forward with that. Apparently, at the beginning of the board meeting, we thought we were going to move forward.
I think we are moving forward.
And this comes up again, so.
We're discussing.
This has never come up before at a board meeting.
We're discussing it. What's that? Really? We can't have a discussion? Has there been, what's the problem? To discuss it? She's just asking. I mean, because he brought it up.
Well, if he brought it up and his contract has come up, then that'll be for us to discuss.
And we are.
And that's my, and that was the point I made. I would encourage you, whether it's a special meeting or whatever, to schedule a meeting to discuss that, because there is confusion in the community and among the staff because of rumors that are out there as to what the direction is going to be. And I think that's important for the community and the staff to know.
And I'd be more than happy, being a new member, to go to a special, you know, have a special session to talk about it, as this would be the first opportunity I would have. But I do know, too, that, you know, through the electoral process, rumors spread like wildfire at Norton. And, you know, I don't think that we should believe everything that's out there. I think it should be for face value, And I agree. I think the best situation would be for all of us to get together and talk about it, because it'd be my first opportunity to.
We would always do that. We've never, you know.
That's my suggestion. I'm just saying.
I think that's why it's being asked. There were a lot of things that were said about it. Many times, and well, that's exactly why I'm asking it, and I think that's why Mr. Dunn is asking it.
Well, let's cut it, and what do we need to do to have a special meeting to talk about it? I mean, I agree.
I'm not saying that we need a special meeting. What I'm asking is that whether that's the intent of this board is to buy out Mr. Dunn's contract early.
How can we afford that?
I agree completely.
We can't afford construction projects. And other things that benefit the district or benefit the students, that would be one of the lowest things, if not anything, to buy out anything.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're saying that. That's good to know. Thank you.
And it's recorded.
Thank you.
The people that were on your committee are all here videoing and other things.
I'm not talking about people on my committee. I didn't mention anybody on my committee. Seriously.
Let's move on. Politics are done. That's why we help.
That's what's sad. This is not about politics. That's what's really sad. This is about children, and it hasn't been for 2 years, and it's very disappointing. I'm just hoping that.
And that's why
I'm hoping, Louis, that you can,
put
that stuff aside and since you're new.
You all said that at the very beginning of this meeting. So speaking of that, one of the things I'd like to do is, I'm sorry, are you done, Mr. Dunn?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. One of the things that I also would like to talk about before we adjourn, as was brought up before, the round table at the end of the meetings at the regular, I'd like to change that to unfinished or new business. If we have unfinished business that is productive, or if we have new business that would be productive.
Isn't new business at the beginning of the agenda? I don't have an agenda on me, a normal one.
I think it's just addition. We didn't call it new business.
No.
We don't call it new business.
There's something at the beginning though that we need. And okay, why?
Because I don't know that what we've talked about this before, and I don't know that it's productive, and what was brought up before, and I don't want to have to come to meetings as we've talked about before, and it to be a negative at the end of the meeting. I just don't think we should adjourn with any sort of negative comments.
One of the things that many board members have used that time for in the past is to congratulate students or groups of students or teachers on accomplishments, and I certainly would not want that to be taken away, that opportunity to be taken away.
And they certainly, as political or elected officials, they have that ability to do it anyway. But in most meetings, it's unfinished or new business.
I'm just stating my perspective on that.
I don't know. We've had this agreement in the past, and it's never been kept, so I don't have much hope for it. Sorry.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I like that agreement. I think we did it in May of last year. I know I agreed to it. I think we should all try to really. It's the first of the year. I think we really need to try to stick with that and make sure that we stay positive. I know I want to.
I know, but if I remember correctly, the one who's requesting it is the one who has always broken it, so makes it difficult.
A previous board member broke it right out of the meeting.
I'm sorry?
A previous board member broke it right out of the meeting. I did not. So, I mean, we can keep going back and forth. We know that there's tension, but we need to move forward. We're all trying to do that. So.
I mean, if we're congratulating kids, I mean, that's important. I mean.
Yes, it is.
If we want to. I don't know, are you asking to just get rid of it, or are you asking?
I'm asking for just examples of what, how can we improve? I'm throwing ideas out, how to improve it.
No, you said you wanted it to be unfinished business and something else. What was it?
That's a suggestion.
Why would you bring up new business at the end of the meeting? I think that would
be
at the beginning.
For the next meeting, the committee.
Well,
the next meeting.
I would think you'd want to do new business at the beginning to whatever. I guess it doesn't matter, but.
Well, I think we can congratulate the kids or whatever. I just think that we need to try to make a new commitment to be positive. And I will.
I'm all for it.
We congratulate, when we break, we congratulate them in person. We shake their hands and we congratulate them in person.
It's so much more, you know, it's so much more. We talk about the plays that we go to. We talk about Norton Aid. We talk about so many great things that are going on in this district. Some of us talk about all the great things that are going on in this district. And I think the people, I think the papers, I think everybody needs to know that, because we have said before, the thing that we do the worst is toot our own horn. People need to know that this is a great school system. And that's what we do at the end.
So then we'll agree to keep it positive.
What?
And we will all agree to keep it and keep it positive.
We have, and we have. Okay. We have agreed, and we have. I have. So.
No, but when I talk, you take jabs at me.
You know what, Jason? It's all about you. It's all about you. Always has been.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Seconded. Did you second?
I think I did, yes.
Can you sign this and then sign Lewis's? Oh, you want that back?
Yeah.
Oh.